mucho. Y hasta la próxima. ¡Mua!
Good evening. This is WMUC FM College Park. My name is Adam. You're listening to Aux Privilege Revoked. I'm here with my co-host, Mason.
Hello, guys. So excited to be here tonight. We are also excited for a special surprise. Maybe not a surprise. Should we just talk about
it? No, I think let's leave it a surprise since the surprise hasn't arrived quite yet.
Yeah.
I'll check where the surprise is. You keep talking.
Yes. The surprise should be close, so be... If you want to know what it is, you have to keep listening. If you for any reason either tune off the radio or if you leave the website that you're listening on, you might not catch it. So it's just kind of like a moment of like you need to focus, you know?
It's called burying the lead, as we say in journalism. You have to keep reading to kind of figure out what's happening in the story. Anyways, I guess we can't even really talk about the theme without talking about the surprise. All right, we're not going to mention the theme until after the surprise arrives in 7 minutes. So I think maybe we'll just start off with the first little course of songs, which I don't have shuffled yet, but I will get that done right now.
While he's doing that, I'll kind of talk about my first song, which is going to be Hot and Heavy by Lucy Dacus, someone who I love listening to very much, but for some reason just does not come up in my Spotify that often. I don't know why. I feel like even like Boy Genius as a band comes up in my Spotify a lot, but not Lucy Dacus, even though Brando is actually one of my favorite songs. And it really speaks to me, to be honest, because I feel like I relate. And I'm not to be like, not to sound all full of myself, but I just love it.
I am really excited to see her live Saturday show.
Oh.
Not this Saturday. The show on Saturday, All Things Go, in the fall. September. But very excited to see her headline that. Technically, we both seen her together. Again, as part of
Boy Genius.
Who I have the opposite issue. Boy Genius has disappeared from my Spotify recommendations. Oh. But Lucy is everywhere. Yeah. Phoebe and Julian, I'm sorry, you're not repped as much. And then I'll be playing Crying on the Subway by Hanavu. I'll talk more about the song once the guest arrives.
Likewise.
Yes. And then for your final song?
Yes. The next song after Crying on the Subway is going to be Horses by Maggie Rogers.
I told you we had 1 week with no Maggie, and then immediately back to our roots.
But then imagine this. I brought Maggie Rogers to the playlist, which I feel like is actually a rare occurrence.
Usually, I'll be honest, it is me.
And that's fine. And I feel like you have your niche, but I'm kind of breaking into it today. But for a specific reason that no one knows yet.
No one knows yet.
So, yeah.
We're going to get started with these. It's going to be a blast. Stay tuned again for the surprise. It's like a mystery box. Oh, my gosh. All right. We'll have that soon. Enjoy.
Hot and heavy, guys. Keep on listening.
Makes me hot in the face, hot blood in my pulsing veins, heavy memories weighing on my brain, hot and heavy in the basement of your parents' place. You used to be so sweet, now you're a firecracker on a crowded street. Couldn't look away even if I wanted, try to walk away but I come back to the start.
Stronger than
watch you go across the street like a dream on my window, sucking nicotine down my throat, thinking of you giving head. You said you wondered about the world. Well, I have since I was a little girl, watching white birds graze the hedge. Took me all this long to figure out it's no worth it.
This is Rory. I'm so incredibly happy to be here in the FM studio with you guys. It has been far too long. And it's been a journey to get here today. So I am happy to be here. And Mason and Adam have been holding down the fort. And boy, have they been killing it. But this week we have an eclectic mix as always. Wow, week 13. Semester 5, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. Time flies.
Time flies. Yeah, wait. That's all good. The one single mic that works in the studio.
I fear Adam's going to have to let me know if he can hear me, but...
I can. Be a little bit closer, though.
I feel like maybe now it's time to finally, release the theme, given you all just got to experience, a wonderful angel on air. So, our theme for today is songs that Rory introduced us to, or kind of made us hip to, things that we really like and we think about when we think about her, because we've been doing a lot of thinking about her while she's been gone. We've been mentioning her here and there
on
the show
every single week, maybe. If you
don't, about every week we're like, yeah, she'll be back soon, she'll be here, and she's here, guys.
She's
really here.
It's been an emotional day.
Okay, so you played two songs. I played Crying on the Subway. Now I believe you sent me this senior year of high school, end of high school, okay? Because I remember was the first song on my graduation party playlist, and it was
I just remember that playlist had so much Adele. So much Adele. Every Adele, deep cut there was, you put on there.
Listen, 30 had just come out that year. You can't blame me. But this was, this is also on a little playlist I made during senior week, and I just remember the photo of the album, of the playlist, is you staring at this trash can, and you had put your drink on top of it.
We were so
figure
emo.
Out how to put it in the trash can. It was a flash photo of you just very confused staring at this contraption.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. Oh, that's fabulous.
And so when did you get introduced to these two songs by our dearest Aurora?
Yeah, so I didn't have the pleasure of going to high school with Rory, so we obviously...
What a pleasure it was.
Well, we obviously linked up, freshman year. If anyone that's listening has been listening since
linked
spring
up,
of freshman year.
You know
year.
What I mean.
Oh, boy. Okay. We did more than link.
Yeah, we linked, rather. But when I started in the show with Rory, I thought... Going in, I was like, we have exactly the same music taste. This is going to eat. And it did totally eat. But I realized, we have the same music taste, but we had completely different artists in our, repertoire that we were, bringing to the show every week. So it was, still an interesting mix every time. And, of course, we would have to find a way to say it's an interesting mix by using a different adjective every time. But, yes, so my first song of the day was Hot and Heavy by Lucy Dacus. And I remember you played this song during a pregame for something ridiculous.
A pregame.
And honestly, you might have been pregaming playing spike ball or something.
Way to bring the mood down on my part. I apologize.
And then my second song was obviously Horses by Maggie Rogers, which you all just heard if you were listening. And that song is the first Maggie Rogers song that you played out loud for me, where I was like, oh, I might have to actually lock in and listen to her whole discography.
Oh, she's so amazing.
And I really did. And I think you and Rachel Chen made me a playlist or something of all the greatest Maggie Rogers songs. And I was perfect. This is perfect, perfect, perfect. And it was great. And that's my two song descriptions, I guess.
So next we'll be listening to It's Too Late by Carole King. Now you sent this to me in a text May 26th, 2024. 8:29 p.m. I did not respond, and I'm sorry about that. You had to then double text me 2 days later and ask how was the first day of the internship, which I then responded 3 days after that. So clearly I had some...
Wow, you were busy.
Because usually I respond to you within about 2 minutes, which is very awkward.
You are usually
fast.
You were kind of giving me in that moment. I feel like I take days to respond to a text. That is not an attitude to check.
I don't know what happens. Appreciate our communication style.
Which is so bad for both of us.
No, but it's so perfect because I know we're still friends. We don't we can respond within weeks.
And I'll be louder. Sorry for anyone who is not hearing me.
I didn't mean to pull you closer.
No, that was good. But I feel like we're all listening. I kind of feel like we're all around a campfire right now, but the campfire is the mic.
And it's
an analogy.
It's also really, really hot in here. It's hot and heavy.
Yes.
Lucy Dacus.
Yes.
Okay. Then you're playing
Pull It Together by the Greening Committee. So the Greening Committee was an artist I literally had no idea about before Rory, obviously. I think it's a band. I'm being stupid. Anyways, but the song you first played for me was More. And then this was the song that I picked out of their Spotify after that. And that was how it's kind of one song can get you interested, two songs get you hooked. that song definitely got me hooked on the Greeting Committee ever since then.
Oh, they're so, so good.
Yeah, I think you played it on a hike that we went on together, and we went to this like definitely not illegal. It was just a very interesting place to be swimming, more like. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
I know it is illegal. Yes.
Well, not on the show.
No.
Where?
Wait, where was it? Loch Raven.
Oh, we've been?
Yeah, yes. Wait, we went to the same spot.
Love.
Wow. And then finally, the newest song you sent me. This was April 10th at 2:45 p.m. Don't Know How to Keep Loving You. You said song of the day and solo power for obvious reasons.
Yes.
So I'm excited to play these and more coming up. And then we'll be listening to in the back half. All Rory, all the time. It's been ages. Excited to get back to it. Enjoy, guys. Keep listening.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we just stop trying. Thank you.
Get yourself some good company now. Hey, kid, you've been down. You got yourself some good company now. Hey, kid, you've been down. What if I cleaned up
Don't know how to keep loving you.
To the bay, its watershed. Some animals can have a big impact on the plants around them. This is especially true for the muskrat. In the marshes and wetlands of the watershed, muskrats play a critical role in promoting biodiversity. Muskrat trails and canals open up stands of only three-square and narrow-leaf cattails, providing space for a large variety of plant species. The salt marsh aster, yellow flat sedge, and saltgrass all grow up around muskrat houses and feed beds. This diversity is the result of the muskrat's selective eating habits, which control dominant species while making space for others. In the web of life, the muskrat is a kind of city planner.
Watershed is a presentation of the Maryland chapter of the Sierra Club.
All right, guys. Listen, value your muskrats. They play a very important role in this state's ecosystem. With more, we have Dr. Rory Harmon. I believe you are a muskrat expert.
Yes,
historically.
Yes, and I'm so happy to be here today to speak on my animals to my people.
Can you describe what a muskrat looks like for us?
Yes, of course. It has five legs, two hearts, and a long beak.
And that's due to the Chesapeake Bay pollution, correct?
Yes.
Used to look normal.
Exactly, exactly. It's all the cotton candy vape juice that is in the bay.
Guys.
It's getting into the lungs and causing
some beaks.
Some beaks, yes. They're not supposed to have beaks. They are supposed to have five legs, however. It's causing a huge issue, but that's why I'm part of the Muskrat Savior Organization.
At the Sierra Club. Mm-hmm.
Can I just say, like, I'm actually vehemently anti-muskrat. But here's why. When I was in middle school, I'm going to show you guys this video as soon as we go back to the...
Is this your beef?
Oh, well, not my beef, but I'll share that. Oh, maybe that will be later. We'll think more. But when I was in middle school, my friends and I were, like, awful. Like, the kind of people where it's, like, you are just being a menace for no reason. And one time we saw a muskrat in the hometown of Minnesota, and we actually caught it under a bucket. And then we made a meme out of it later where we were, like... We grabbed the bucket and, like, lifted it up, and then the muskrat, like, jumped out. And you know those jump scare memes? Mm-hmm. We, like, made it into, like, a jump scare meme. And it was, like, shared around the group chats for, like, years to come.
Wait, so you've actually interacted with the muskrat?
Yeah, and I'll show you guys the video, I promise.
Is there a Minnesota accent? Because you said the state with a twang.
I mean, yeah, like, so the Minnesota, like, Minnesotan accent.
Minnesota.
Exactly.
Minnesota.
It's just very much emphasizing vowels and then also just saying them incorrectly. Like, milk, milk.
Oh, I do that.
Roof, roof.
Ruff.
Like everything,
the ruff's crazy. I say milk.
Ruff was probably the one that made me the most frustrated when I was there because, like, I wasn't even from Minnesota initially, so I was the guy with the weird hot takes of, like, how to say things. And now I come here to Maryland, and I'm also the guy with the weird hot takes how to say things. So I can't win.
You're just gonna be different the rest of your
life.
Yeah,
I'm just perpetually like so different.
Every time I say milk in my apartment, Jake gets on me.
Jake brings out.
Does
the
he
Glock.
Drink milk?
Have you seen the boy?
No, he needs some. He's gonna break his little bones.
No, Jake, if you're listening, drink a glass.
He's not listening.
He totally is. I think he has osteoporosis.
No.
I think so, and I'm no doctor. I'm only a muskrat.
He has bird bones.
Only a muskrat
only
doctor.
A muskrat expert.
But
yeah.
So, Rory, we have a few songs. Do you want to do? Let's talk about these next two.
Oh, I would love to. So up first, we have Fall Right In by The Beach Fossils. And this is a band that Mason put me onto. And we went to see them together about 2 years ago, right at the end of Thanksgiving break. And I remember right before we went to go see the band, we did a few hours of color analysis.
Yes!
And we made videos analyzing how different colors looked on our skin tone. I think we decided were a winter.
I was a winter. And the problem with that is that every single color combination made me actually laugh my mind off. Because we would just be grabbing like a cereal box and then like a knife and like anything that would just like... Like, you know the videos of like the people that do it for real in South Korea. Like, we are better than them, basically.
Oh, for sure. A million times better. But Beach Fossils was incredible. And that album, What a Pleasure... Mm-hmm. is amazing. I actually was just wearing my Beach Fossils shirt.
Same.
Earlier
I wore
today.
It, I wore it a few days ago, I think.
Wow, we're twins. And then after that, we have Place to Be by Nick Drake on the Pink Moon Killer album, which is one of Adam's staples. I'd consider you to be a person with a few like staple albums, and this has to be one of them.
You know, I like my go-tos. I
you
like
do.
My
you
my,
like your go-to.
If you look at like the playlist I make, some of them are like you can clearly tell that there's five or six songs from one album, and then I'm like filling in the blanks
right
with the rest of them.
And that's perfect.
Yeah.
That is perfect. And so is that song Place to Be. So yeah, that's what we have coming up next. Stay tuned in. Enjoy.
And remember, if you have to dump your vape juice, do it down your sink.
Or down your shirt.
Down your shirt.
Don't... That's where it deserves to be.
Not in a muskrat's beak.
Nope.
All right.
Not
enjoy,
there.
Guys.
was young, younger than before. I never saw the truth hanging from the door. I know I'm only seeing face to face.
That was Beach Fossils and Nick Drake. And up next...
Well, hold on. First, Rory, you don't know this because I guess you haven't really been here, but we have a little tradition now on the show. I've budgeted my way in to your palace, and I've instituted a new ruling, the weekly beef.
Mm-hmm.
And you've had many, many weeks away, so I'm sure you have beef enough.
The semesterly beef.
The semesterly beef. Really, cans of beef, I would imagine, stacked and stocked up.
Oh, boy.
You have a whole cupboard full of beef cans.
Oh, boy. I really do.
A freezer, too. Mm-hmm. They're all blocks of beef.
I have enough
The whole
cans.
Cow.
I have enough cans of beef for a bomb shelter that fits 50. yeah, certainly. How does this usually work?
Okay, so you... I want you to give us a Spanish beef and an American beef. I'll give you a second to mull that over. Because you've been, away abroad. I'll give you a little taste, okay?
Okay, go for it.
Yeah. My beef today is with the weather app.
It's so wrong constantly.
I saw 73 at 10 a.m. or whatever time it was. No, it was noon. And I said, great, it's a day to wear pants. I want that, silhouette.
Wait, first of all, 73 would not be giving me wear pants.
Hey.
Continue.
Hey. I thought maybe it's been a little chilly. It's been cloudy recently. It's the campus. Campus is so windy.
Yeah, 73. Let me put on some thick denim.
Okay, you're Korean. He's currently wearing jeans.
Okay, but that's because I was in a business casual all day and I just put on whatever I had.
Anyways,
in my, room. So
I'm in these very loose, very.
Whoa, there's a beef right
there's
here.
Beef happening. Usually we don't interrupt each other's beefs.
Oh,
anyways, we have these very loose pants on.
I was
on.
The one doing it.
I have these very loose pants on. I was like, hey, we're good, we're going. I step outside. It's the surface of the sun for some reason. I don't know if this was just me being dramatic. I doubt it. But it was hot as you know what outside. I was like, I felt like I was burning. And I looked at the weather, it was 71, windy. I was like, no, it's hot. I'm dying. This could be because I also have a 30-minute walk to class. 25:30. From the view. It is uphill. Up from the view to Night Hall for my journalism class. And I was late and I had an exam, so I was really huffing and puffing. So maybe it was me, but I had to think it was the weather app conspiring against me to make me show up to my final very sweaty, gross, and then my teacher commented on it.
I'm sure you were distracting the other students.
She said, oh, someone ran here. I said, oh, jeez. This is the woman who, the first day of class, I guess I was chewing on a fingernail. Happens occasionally. She literally stopped her lecture and went, why are you doing that? I do not like when people do that.
Oh,
why do you do that
to
yourself?
In front of the lecture?
Mind you, the room is 10 people. Like, it was directed. And I said, oh, I don't know. She goes, well, you probably shouldn't. Anyways, went back to her lecture.
Oh, wow.
So maybe my beef is with her. Anyways, that was a bit of a scattershot beef, but that's just what was on my mind today.
No, and thank you for sharing.
Yes.
And your beef is respected here.
You're heard, even though I was interrupting you. I heard.
Okay. I heard you too.
Thanks. Well, I guess I'll go next. Mine's pretty quick. My beef is, so my problem is that I hate phones, right? But I do love me a good app that gives me deals on things. So, you know, of course, I have all the food apps. I have, like, Chipotle. I have Wendy's. I have McDonald's. I guess I don't really go to McDonald's much anymore. But I have, you get the gist. I have all of them, right? And somehow, I always find myself wanting to go to these places. And I go, and then that restaurant specifically is not a part of their, like, general, like, loyalty program. And then my having the app is just useless. And so I'm like, okay.
You're saying, like, that location.
Yeah, it's, like, specifically always the locations I'm going to. Like, I work in D.C., so I'll get lunch in D.C. And, like, none of the restaurants, like, near me that are part of these chains are part of the, you know, loyalty program. And then there's, like, other places, like, on campus in Stamp. Like, if you're a UMD listener, you know that, like, the Chick-fil-A there and, like, the Panda Express there and all those, like, they don't follow the loyalty programs either.
They don't accept gift cards.
They don't accept gift cards either. It's like, okay, well, how are you actually operating as this restaurant if you don't do, like, anything that they typically do? Like, I get that you want to be different, but, like, this is just getting annoying. So that's how I feel about all that.
And your beef is valid.
Your beef is so valid.
Rory, I beefed it up.
All right, so first, starting off with my Spanish beef. So, the school I went to...
Your carne?
Yes, starting off.
With... Good job. Duolingo King.
Okay.
They're canceled.
What?
Yeah, Duolingo is canceled. They're, like, using AI to, like, make their courses now, and it's, like, removing the whole human aspect of speaking languages, you know?
Oh, wow.
Like, they're
that's
having robots.
That so bad.
Seems like a reach. I feel like as far as cancel culture goes, that feels like a reach.
I'm going to let them... It's APR like, says, good for you, Duolingo. Keep at it.
I don't know. Well, it's a reach, except they did it with, like, almost every language. Like, they don't have humans, like, speaking any of them. And so the robots are going to teach people how to do really bad Spanish, probably.
That's true.
But it'll be really funny to see that happen.
Okay.
Anyways.
So, first starting off with my Spanish beef, the school I went to in Spain was solely international students, mostly Americans, some Germans, some Scandinavian peninsula sprinkled in there, but mostly Americans. And the last week, I had a final project that was worth 50% of my grade. And there was this child named Carson who went to Boulder, who showed up twice to the class, possibly, who was supposed to do his chunk of the project and decided not to, and texted our group chat an hour before it was due, saying that he had no service and was in Africa. And so I have a lot of beef with Carson because I ended up having to do the whole thing. So thank you, Carson. Okay, now for my...
Towson beef?
Now for my Towson beef. Wow, there's a lot of Towson beef.
T-Bod, Towson beef or die.
Towson beef or die. Yes, T-Bod.
T-Bod.
Okay. Well, currently I went back to my high school job out of a level of desperation I hope none of these listeners ever experience. And at this job, there's some cultural barriers, and sometimes it's hard to differentiate between a cultural difference and just people being out to get me, you know? But anyway, today I walk into work, and this morning when I woke up, I had a massive zit that just formed overnight, centering on my forehead, that looked like cultural appropriation. Don't worry.
I don't see it. It's gone.
It's right here, but on my forehead just sounds better.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
thanks for ruining my beef. And I walk in, and my lovely chef, Fardad, after waking up from his nap snoring at table one, he walks over and he points at it. He takes his fingernail, right, that's like an inch long and yellow, and he puts it on my face, and he goes, "You've been eating too much chocolate again." And then he crawls back to the kitchen. And I said, "Oh, wow, thank you so much." So that was my beef today with Fardad.
Well, I think you win.
Yeah.
Well, our time's almost up here, Rory. The final two songs, your pick.
Wow, just two more.
Just two more.
Okay, first off, I have Small Town Boy by Bronski Beats. This is another one that Adam sent me many moons ago. I think maybe a year and a half ago, maybe sophomore fall. And it has been on my rotation ever since. I mean, it is fabulous. It's from the Age of Consent album. And it has a similar vibe to the Age of Consent, that song by New Order.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Which is a fabulous song. So I love this one. Thank you for sharing, Adam. Next, after that, to conclude our show tonight, I have Real Love by Big Thief on their Masterpiece album. Big Thief is one of Mason's favorites. Did you ever go see them in DC?
I saw Adrian Lenker by myself. So that was really fun. But she only did a few like Big Thief songs. I think it was like Sparrow and a few others, but it was really good.
But I think Real Love is the first one that you introduced to me. And I didn't know Big Thief beforehand. And now they're one of my favorites as well. So that's going to conclude our show tonight. Thank you so much for listening. I'm so happy to be back and looking forward to a dynamite semester in the fall.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be good.
It's going to be real good.
Mm-hmm. We'll see you next week. Stay with us.
Bye, everyone. Good night.
I will always love you. Evan.